Hey, welcome to the podcast, and today we're going to talk about why Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2 is the best sequel a game could have. Now, some of y'all may disagree that it's not the best sequel to be made for a game that was already good, but the reason why it's like the best sequel a game could have, because it's not too much pay to win, and it's not too much, oh, I have to grind 24/7 to get this one thing. It's perfectly in the middle with it, because there's pay to win, good amount of pay to win, and there's a good amount of grinding to it, and it's just a good game in general. I mean, again, why it's such a great, amazing game. So Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 1, it's just a really great, fun game that had a few classes and had Garden Ops. Oh, what else? I don't remember really much. It also had, like, Team Deathmatch, Gnome Bomb, Garden of the Graveyards. It's really great things. And the classes were good, too. It's a pretty fun game. But, man, Garden Warfare 2 changed so much in the Garden Warfare series. As I was saying, the Garden Warfare 2, well, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2 added so much to it. Graveyard Ops, new special events, new classes, new accessories, new, well, more lore, more story to add to the Plants vs. Zombies storyline. It's added so much, and that's one of the main reasons it was such a good sequel. That's why some people call it the best sequel. So I'm going to talk about the story first. The main reason, well, it's the main stuff in Garden Warfare 2. Some of the main stuff, because the story is so good. That's what makes the game such a good game. It's because the story's so good. And good story for a good game is just an amazing game. And the story was such a good little thing you could do. It only took like 30 minutes depending on how fast you played it. And you can get a good amount of money from it. And you can meet really funny, great characters and do really great bosses and stuff. It's just, the storyline is such a good thing to it, and it's so good. Now, let's talk about the classes. Garden Warfare 2, I did like 8 new classes, I think, and every single class, including the old ones, have so many new variants. Well, not that many, I imagine. Like the old one, they like one, maybe two. I also removed some classes like the Citrus Cactus, the Chester Chomper, the Cheeto Scientist. Yeah, those are pretty good ones. Let me think. They also nerfed the All-Star. He used to do 8 damage, now he does like 5, something like that, I'm not sure. Let me think. Yeah, with the new characters, because if you count all the class variants, there's like over at least like 15, 20 maybe, I'm not sure. And like, the two like newest classes to be added to Garden Warfare 2, I'm pretty sure, would be Huffer and Torchwood. I got the Torch and Tail DLC, and in my opinion, Torchwood is a better class than Huffergo. I'm mainly playing him because he's almost maxed out, and I just like him more. You can fight me over that opinion. And Huffergo, I'm not much of a support class player. He's more of a support, a little bit of an attacker, but I'm more of a rush into air, kill everybody, capture the point, deliver the bomb, I don't know, capture the point. yeah, and the classes are really good too. That's another big part of Garden Warfare 2 are the classes. And Garden Warfare 2 added so many different events, like the Sasquatch one, the Really In For Halloween one. Yeah, it's mostly good events. And with those events, you can earn rainbow stars, which those can open cool chests, which truly crack the story open, where you can really in-depthly see what's happening. And there's so many collectibles, not that many, just... Yeah, there's so many collectibles, there's over at least 100. There's, I'm pretty sure, 100, like, gold gnomes, there's like 50 snow globes. And I haven't even, like, gone to, like, the other things you can do, too, the story and stuff. Yeah, so, yeah. Let's talk about the other little side things you can do in Garden Warfare. First, let's talk about, well, if you go down the sewers, there's two things you can find. We're going to talk about the first thing. There's this fish you can give stars to, and that fish will give you a good amount of XP, and it's just a really random thing you can do to get nice amounts of XP. Let's talk about the second thing. The target shooting practice. I forgot what it's called. But you can do it with any character. But if you make less than, I think, like 30 seconds or something, you get this really cool reward. Yeah, it's a really cool thing. It's like 45 seconds, I think. Let's talk more about this. There's this place you can go that really cracks open the story. It's gnomes. There are all these gold gnomes, and there's this giant leader gnome, and there's like rainbow gnomes and stuff, and like this one leader gnome's evil. You have to kill all the gnomes and stuff. It's really confusing. It's cool. If you have $60 in your arm, buy the game. Your best get on sale. And there's this one place you can go. There's four chests. Cool little place where you can get a nice amount of coins. Just a cool little place you can go to, right? A little bit of an Easter egg. It makes you wonder more about the lore and storyline about it. Pretty cool place. I could go more in depth with Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2, but I don't really know what much to talk about and what we've covered. But I've just simplified it for you. But pretty soon, I'll truly crack it open and talk about, probably with another friend, I don't know, but yeah, pretty soon. So yeah, just wait, see you later, bye, Chris out.